Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Good Day program. Musically speaking, we have Adele back with us again. She can be in our musical spotlight anytime she wants. She's going to debut Send My Love to Your New Lover. It's a video in the Billboard Music Awards this weekend, this Sunday, right? The 22nd?
Sunday night, yeah.
This Sunday. She's up for 8 awards on the show. So this video premiere is going to come during a broadcast that will feature performances from Meghan Trainor, who I'm beginning to think is quite a good talent. Young. What did you say? She was 22, 23. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
She was, Victoria?
23, I think.
23. Yep, right. All right. Even though you can barely hear it, there's Meghan Trainor in the background.
And you know what's fun about her, just as a side note? You know how we always talk about the likability of these artists? She had a picture released of her that she noticed had been photoshopped, and she actually pulled it
right.
And
that was
said,
her whole video. She pulled
her video. That's
video.
Right.
Yeah.
And she goes, "No. You're not going to do that. You're not going to give me that kind of waste." And she pulled it and fixed it, which I thought
was
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. All right, Rihanna, also going to be performing. She sounds like Janet Jackson a lot. At least the two of them do.
Really?
Yes, no?
Younger.
Yeah, well.
I can see you a little.
That's like the audio of Donald Trump playing the PR guy. Yeah, it's his voice, even though he's 25 years younger.
Right.
Same thing. Yeah. Ariana Grande showing up on Sunday night. She sounds like an Adele wannabe with that, the sort of the way the orchestration is put together on this. I don't find her.
Trust me, everybody right now is an Adele wannabe.
Must sound like Adele. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Not Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They've got their own thing going.
Go ahead and break my heart. Why are you waiting? Is it way too hard?
I think they practice at night singing. To each other or with each other?
Pretty sure they practice something at night.
I saw a clip of Blake on a red carpet yesterday talking about this song, and he wrote half the song, which he never writes his own songs, and he's very open about that. But he wrote half this song and sent it to Gwen, saying, hey, this is just something I'm thinking about, and she wrote the other half and finished it, and then it became this song.
Really?
Yeah.
So there you
That's
go.
Really
they
cute.
Are. That too.
They're so freaking cute together.
Ugh. Yeah. I can't stand that they're cute together.
Relationship goals.
If you get off the beer. All right, next. Celine Dion is performing the Billboard Music Awards. Do we care? That's harsh. People that don't like Celine Dion. She has
you know,
an
she's
audience.
Had a tough year, so let's care.
But she has an audience. She has people. I mean, how'd she get to be so popular? People like her music. Come on.
Yeah.
Fifth Harmony is also.
She has an amazing voice, but, you know.
Look, she beats her chest like no other woman on the planet.
Really? I've not seen
Especially
that.
Now that China's dead. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Who's that?
China, the wrestler. The female wrestler, China.
Oh, she's
like,
the
one engaged to Rob Kardashian? Oh, that's Black China.
That's Black China.
Oh, okay.
This is White China. Like the kind you have in your closet downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Fifth Harmony is performing the Billboard Music Awards this weekend. The Go-Go's. I like the Go-Go's. I guess I'm not going to get their music in my ear, though. I'm
nope, not today.
It's outside of the demo, Doug.
Demi Lovato.
Really? Okay, let's see. Who else is playing on Sunday night at Billboard Music Awards? Shawn Mendes, Pink, Britney Spears. Madonna is going to do an honorable tribute for Prince. Certainly appropriate. That'd be one
I
reason
think
to watch it.
It's going to be a fun show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 28 After on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the one thing every human hates the most? And get this, when it happens, it can both embarrass and anger us. Here's the science of it. It's not the usual list of hates like snakes, spiders, public speaking, but most people hate it when we're corrected in public. Teachers overcorrect in the classroom in the name of learning. Those in the corporate world go out of their way to correct underlings in public. Overcorrected children develop a resentment of authority figures. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you must correct someone, do it privately and aside. Never correct an individual in public. We resent it and we never forget it. Correct someone in public and it will backfire and the relationship will deteriorate. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The recipe for Big Success contains 5 ingredients, so let's blend up a shake.
First, we'll throw in T-I-M-E, time. The other ingredients all require it. Don't waste any because you can't get more until tomorrow.
Second, we'll toss in money. How much do you need? It's a matter of individual taste.
Blend money in slowly. It multiplies if you don't go too fast. It can shrink if you go full tilt. And if you don't have enough money, you can substitute time and vice versa.
Third, we need both work and play. You may love your work, but your life will have more flavor if you play too.
Fourth, let's add some growth. More growth helps everything mix faster, so add it liberally.
Now blend it all together for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough, but maybe.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.